All right, so a group of 10 Afrikaner academics have apologized for apartheid and have acknowledged it was a crime against humanity. The group, calling itself Concerned South Africans, released a declaration yesterday that the continued denialism around apartheid being a crime against humanity was insensitive and aimed at avoiding the truth. The academics include former diplomat and ambassador David Jacobs, the minister of the Dutch Reformed Church, Dr. André Bellet, and those are just amongst the 10 academics. And this is obviously at the back of Abe W. de Klerk's denial that apartheid was a crime against humanity. And he tried to justify that by being legalistic about what constitutes a crime against humanity. He later withdrew that statement and apologized. Let's now speak to Willy Ersthuizen, who is a trustee with the Thabo Mbeki Foundation. Willy, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Willy, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. One of the things you say in your declaration is that, and I quote, "We deeply regret the suffering of our fellow citizens and the inhumane system that they were subjected to. We express our sincere apology towards all fellow South Africans." Why did you see the need to issue this apology and acknowledge the pain that the majority of South Africans suffered during apartheid?
Just let me tell you that in 1979, I wrote a book there, and the English translation was Apartheid Must Die, for which I got the Sunday Times Prize for Political Literature.
Yeah.
And in that particular book, so it's not just from today, it's since the 70s, I was very much from a moral point of view, not just concerned about the effect of apartheid on individuals, but also of the whole system. And so the reason for my being involved in this project comes from two or three decades ago. And the point is, you know, that after I started to communicate and made contact with not just black people, but also colored people, etc., I realized that white South Africans, including Afrikaans and English-speaking, etc., that white South Africans actually has to do much more than just say apartheid is gone.
Do you think this is the start of healing? Yeah, Willy, do you think this is the start of healing? This apology and acknowledgement by those who were favored by the system to say, number one, they benefited and still continue to benefit, at number two, that they are sorry for the pain that that system caused and continues to cause on those that were the victims and were affected, because quite frankly, that hasn't been forthcoming from those who benefited.
Yeah. May I explain? You know, I'm very much in favor of restitution. I've always been in favor of restitution. And I think this is one of the failures of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And restitution includes three dimensions. The first dimension is political restitution, access to political processes and democracy, etc., etc. But then also material restitution, as in the case of District 6, and not much has been done on that level. And then there is what I call moral restitution, and that is apologizing and saying, I'm really, really sorry, and I want to build a new society where we have shared values, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah, look, certainly agree with that. That's going to start that foundation and a new conversation about true reconciliation. Willy Ersthuizen, trustee with the Thabo Mbeki Foundation. He's one of the academics that have written this declaration apologizing for apartheid and acknowledging that they were favored, continue to be favored, but there are many other, the majority of South Africans, who are affected by the remnants of that system.